I was watching Maury the other day because it
was
just on.
Why is this not
and
working?
This woman, she has a boyfriend, and he like works and provides for her, blah blah blah. And she went and got herself knocked up at a prison because she worked as a prison guard. And she had twins.
Yeah, we're off to a
guy.
Great start.
So this guy, he's not even free. He's sitting in a cage, and he's perpetuating his genes better than the girl's boyfriend and getting him to take care of them.
Beta!
Like, that is some epic mating strategy. And she wins, too, because she gets, you know, she wins because she gets a stable dude to take care of some, like, alpha dude's kids. Right? In that case, she wins and he wins and the guy loses. Or her boyfriend loses big time.
That's why when it comes to chicks, I just screw them and leave them. I say, get out of my bedroom, poontank, before you suck my life dry.
Trigger warning.
This is all white men have ever achieved or contributed to society or innovated or created. Everything. There.
Mm. The whole meal before the irresponsible vagina echo chamber of single moms are wonderful. Because... what? They can do it all, but if they can do it all, why the hell are their hands in my pockets? Why we're giving the most resources to the people who should have the fewest children? Why we're taxing the intelligent people to subsidize the breeding of the less intelligent people? And gosh, society is getting worse.
It's called cucking. We're doing a lot of it. There's a lot of cucking going on in our society.
Trigger warning.
Number 11, they acquire pets instead of putting in the work to land a quality man. When a woman gives up in life, she buys a dog.
Burr baby!
Trigger warning, bats!
I have one simple question for the feminists out there.
What's that?
Why
What's your question?
Nearly 100%, I'm sure there's one or two...
Be sure to keep it simple, because they're feminist. Keep it simple.
...of the feminist... careers require my tax dollars to subsidize.
Well, it's because they're parasites, Cappy. They're called parasites. They can't create any value. They're not even up to the standards of the janitor who cleans the bathroom. They can't even contribute that much.
What you think?
It doesn't matter what you think. Yeah,
women.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Women.
That's why they don't accomplish anything. Shut up, bitch.
Trigger warning.
Single moms are tough and independent.
Strong and independent.
No, they're not. No, they're not even close.
It's a testament just in general to how you cannot rely on what girls say.
Oh, no.
It's sad. It's sad.
No.
And a lot of girls are going to think this is bigoted or misogynist. No, this is what it has been. This is the empirical
will
that
be.
I'm not going to disrespect
it's
myself
not change.
Or the experiences of other men who've experienced this. You don't rely on girls. They're
you
unreliable.
Don't. They are unreliable.
Trigger warning.
Bitch?
Yes, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen, make me some pie. All right. Oh my God. After all of the what's her face, Allison Lee share, yes, we're going to finish that up as I drop things on the ground. And then after the bathroom graffiti, and I wasn't intending to talk about that anymore. But now I have to talk about that some more, and we'll talk about why when I do the podcast. But after just all of that, I really need a break. I really need to do something fun and entertaining. And thus, we're going to do some more E. Jean letters, because this is fun, this is entertaining. And here we are, I'm helping out the girls, giving you some advice, because you're writing into E. Jean for advice, and you're not getting anything useful. Yes, it is. First world white girl problems with the great one. That's me, by the way, the great one himself, founder, Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. Type it into Google, it'll come up. Trust me on this, I've done it before. We can do it right now, hang on. Let's see what happens. Google. I just want you to hear the sound of my lovely keyboard. Cynical Libertarian, oh, look at that. It gets auto-suggested. Cynical Libertarian, there's me, and then there's YouTube, then Player FM, and then the Facebook. Oh my God, apparently, I only know this because I saw it on Twitter. I guess Facebook went down yesterday or something. People couldn't get on Facebook and it was a disaster. Speaking of disasters, we were supposed to get this, what do you call it? What do you call this shit? Snow. We were supposed to get this snowstorm here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. It did snow. I think it dropped, depending how and where you measure it, 6 to 8 inches. It was so unimpressive that there are parts in my backyard. There's a little overhang from the house in the backyard. Under the overhang, there was not even enough snow to cover the entire ground. You can still see the actual fucking ground in some places. That's how unimpressive this blizzard was, because oh my god, everybody was going insane. There's going to be a blizzard. Anyway, Facebook, yeah. Then we got on the Blueberry Podcasting, we got the Libertarian Delusion. That's not about me, which is sad. Oh, here's the Cynical Libertarian Society on something called Social Blade. I don't know what that is. Here is, how is libertarian feminism different from other feminisms? At libertarianism.org. Well, it's not. I'm going to click on that because it just might be... Oh, what's interesting is this woman who is attacking me, she's not in the top anymore. Libertarian. What the hell happened? There is this chick who wrote this whiny thing about how I made fun of her and she got her butt hurt. And then, according to her, her book sales went up because I made fun of her on my podcast, which is completely untrue. Social Blade. Oh, this is just somebody scraping my YouTube channel. I love scraping. Oh my god, how is libertarian feminism different from other feminisms? By Sharon Presley. I wonder how ugly Sharon Presley is. There are many different branches of feminism. Libertarian feminism is distinguished most importantly by its suspicion of the state. Right. No. All feminists, by definition, are statist. We've done this before. Libertarian feminists agree with other feminists about the nature and dangers of patriarchy. Oh, do they now? Oh my god, all right, let's not go down this rabbit hole, but let me keep this open because I might have to read this and make fun of it. I don't know. Sharon Presley, PhD, is the executive director of the Association of Libertarian Feminists. No, there's no such thing as a libertarian feminist. Oh, fucking Christ almighty. Are we... Oh, the rabbit holes. See, I can't be on the internet. I can't. Oh, she is ugly. Is that her? Dr. Sharon Presley. Oh, yeah. Here's her with her book, Exquisite Rebel. Exquisite Rebel, the essays... Oh, so wait, she will discuss her book. Oh, so it's a book about someone else. The essays of Voltairian de Cyrix, anarchist feminist genius. Okay, you can't be... No. You can't be an anarchist and a genius and a feminist. Anarchist and genius? Yes. For example, the great one. That is, but you can't be a feminist. You can't be a feminist and an anarchist. And we all know what I'm about. And you certainly, you certainly can't be a feminist and a genius. Oh my god. Out of your mind. All right. We're walking away from... I got it. Just close the fucking tabs. Just close the fucking tabs and walk away. Don't do it. Anyhow, if you type Cynical Libertarian Society into google.com, you'll find me. Oh my god. Fucking kill me. All right, let's help out some white girls. Let's help up some upper to middle class to rich white girls who have some problems in their lives. Let's show our generosity by giving these girls advice that they're not going to take and not going to listen to. And in case you're new around here, I have not, the way this works with the Eugene letters is that I have not pre-read any of this. It is completely cold. Here we go. Dear Eugene, I got to chatting with one of the commenters on my blog. She has a blog. There's your first red flag. And I'd never felt so in sync with anyone. We were crazy in love before we even made love. And after? Oh, period. My, period. God, period. First of all, I love sex. I love sex is in all capital letters. But sex with him was off the charts. Best sex of my life. The first time we were together. The second time blew the first time out of the water. And this man has emailed me every morning for the past 2 years just to say I'm beautiful. Oh, God. All right. So he fucks really good or she fucks really poorly. But if he's actually emailing her every morning for 2 years to tell her she's beautiful, he's starting to smell a little bit beta. Oh, here we go. Here. Okay, now we're getting to the problem. When it started, he was separated from his wife. So she's fucking a married man. Then she came home and he said that it was just convenience and that they hadn't had sex since the Bush administration. Then they went away on vacation together. He begged me to be around for calls and IMing, but he'd schedule times to talk and nothing. Oh, so you mean he was not reliable. So you mean the married man you're having sex with was not reliable. Gosh, imagine that. The married man you're having sex with is prioritizing his wife over you. I'm shocked. He'd leave me hanging. Last night was the final straw. We'd made plans for Skype sex and he never showed up. Skype sex. Skype sex. Okay, sure, whatever. He didn't text or email me either, but just kept me waiting. I love how indignant women get, especially white women from North America. I love how indignant they get when they get stood up. Right, now this same woman, how many men has she stood up in her life? How many times has she said she was going to do something and she didn't fucking follow through and do it? But this guy who's fucked her tiny little brains out at least twice and who emailed her every day for 2 years to tell her she was beautiful, he didn't show up for Skype sex. And now it's over. Today I told him it was over. He's begging for another chance. Okay, he sounds like, maybe he's got a big dick or something, but he sounds like a pussy. I'm in a pit of despair. I can't function. Right, of course you can't function, because a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. Actually, woman needs a man in order to function, because without a man, you have no fucking purpose in your life. You have no compass in your life. You have no reason to be alive. Who are you going to make a pie for? Yourself? That's how you get fat. Of course you're in despair. You don't have something filling your hole. Women have a hole between their legs. They got to have either a dick or a baby in that hole. They got to have something in their lives to give them purpose. A woman by herself, without a man, has no reason to live. Without a family has no reason to live. Without a child has no reason to live. That's why you women substitute your career for these things. That's what's destroying your lives and making you unhappy, because you don't understand it's men and children and careers, men and children and families that make you happy, that you need to give you a purpose to exist. Just like men, we need a purpose too, right? For us, our purpose is very often the career, creating value, doing things for other people, but also the family. But see, we can split the career and the family. You can't. But it's okay. You keep living in denial, sweetheart. I'm sure that you'll be able to find somebody else on the internet who can fuck your tiny little brains out. Anyhow, here we go. I'm in a pit of despair. I can't function. I feel like my arm's been cut off. We are speaking every day. I suppose I want you to tell me to give him one more chance. He's married. You're fucking a married man. Not that I care about fucking people who are married. We know this. But sweetie, you're fucking a married man. What do you expect? What are you wanting out of it? Do you think he's just supposed to keep having sex with you behind his wife's back? Or do you want to be like the unicorn? Do you want to have sex with him? I mean, what? Go, I mean, if you're such a catch, I mean, you have a fucking website, you have a blog. If you're so amazing, go find a man who's not married. And once again, see, here's, with all of these things, you don't get the information you really need from these letters, right? Again, I want to know, how old is this woman? What does she do for a living? What does she look like? What does he look like? What does his wife look like? You know, in your mind, you're probably... Because I think we tend to go... Man, I can't talk today. I'm doing a lot of stuttering. We tend to go to one or the other extreme, right? You either visualize these people as very good-looking people or very ugly people. I just want to know, I mean, how old is this chick? At least, at the very least, tell us your age, sweetheart. If you're such a catch, and I'm sure you think you are because you white women from North America have a very high opinions of yourselves, go find a man who's not married. More important, what's he going to do? Just keep fucking you behind his wife's back? Do you think he's going to marry you or something? And if he does, you think he's not going to bang somebody behind your back? I mean, I would if I was him. Really nothing else to say about this one. All right, here we go. Dear E. Jean, I'm working at a Fortune 500 company and in every aspect kicking ass at my job. Oh, you go, girl. Okay, so then why do you have a problem? Why are you writing in for advice? Let's find out. I'm 25, gorgeous, intelligent, and focused. She's gorgeous. She didn't send a photo to prove that. Every woman alive thinks she's gorgeous. Intelligent. Once again, every woman thinks she's intelligent. And focused. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you have a hell of an attention span when it comes to posting selfies on motherfucking Instagram. 2 weeks ago, I went to an after-work drinks event and was continuously harassed by our West Coast managing director. Oh my God, I went out with my coworkers after work to get drunk and somebody tried to put a dick inside of me because I'm 25 years old and gorgeous. So see, being 25 years old and gorgeous is great when she's getting attention from somebody she wants attention from. After about 45 minutes of steadily ignoring his drunken shouts of "I love you" in front of our entire board of directors, I politely and firmly replied that I had a boyfriend, true, she has to indicate that it's true because we know women lie, and that I was absolutely not interested. So hold on, you're getting drunk in front of the board of directors. What kind of company is this where the employees go and get drunk with the board of directors? And what makes you think that's a good idea? All right, so anyhow, and let's say he really was for 45 minutes shouting, I love you, in front of the entire board of directors. Now, that is behavior he should not be engaging in, because the man should have a little more fucking self-respect than that. I mean, you might be hot. You might be fuckable. I don't know. But this poor fucking loser, who is probably an overweight loser, needs to get a little bit of fucking self-respect. Now I have a problem. Oh, sweetheart, you've got a lot of problems. Now I have a problem. I have to be in meetings with this jerk every day, and he's been avoiding both direct eye contact and speaking to me directly. Well, it's probably because if he has any inkling of manhood, if he has even the smallest amount of testosterone in his body, he is embarrassed by making an ass of himself in front of everybody by telling you how much he loves you when he was drunk. This week, he kicked me out of a meeting after looking at me twice like he can't bear the sight of me. Well, he probably can't. I mean, once again, I don't know anything about this guy. He might be a massive beta male loser who's infatuated with you. And if you don't want to fuck him, then he's going to respond to that by being an asshole to you. And it's also possible that you're actually ugly and fat, okay? Because you didn't send a picture. We don't know. My supervisor is well aware of the issue and tries to help me, but to no avail. I want to go back to kicking ass at my job. How do I manage the situation with Grace? Okay, first of all, so you're saying that you're strong and independent, you're gorgeous, intelligent, and focused, but you can't kick ass at your job because of this one person. Is this guy your supervisor? Do you work for him? No, you just have to go to meetings with him every day. Okay, what you need to do is go to the meeting and do your fucking job and stop worrying about his emotional problems. But because you're a woman, you want to control everybody. It's like, well, now I can't do my job anymore because this guy's an asshole. Well, that's a very convenient excuse, you know? I can't get a job because I'm black. You know, I can't whatever because I'm a woman. I can't whatever because I'm a tranny. Right, all you fucking victimology people, you've all got your fucking excuses. I can't do my job because this man, he looked at me. Oh my God. He kicked me out of a meeting. Now here's a question. How does this guy have the power to kick you? Okay, here's the thing. Here we go. I found the crux of the issue. Sweetheart, with your gorgeous, intelligent, focused ass kicking at work, if he can kick you out of a meeting, then that tells us some things. It tells us that he is more powerful than you in the company. It also tells us that you're not important to the meeting. If you were relevant and important, he wouldn't be able to kick you out of the fucking meeting regardless of how much he dislikes you because you won't have sex with him. Why do I never have a piece of paper when I need one? I think you are potentially overestimating your value. Your value to the sexual marketplace and your value to the company. Because if you were that important and ass-kicking and intelligent and focused, people would not be able to kick you out of the meeting because he got drunk and yelled, I love you, at you in front of the board of directors. So yes, he sounds like an asshole. Let us remember, he had a mother. He was raised by a woman. He is an asshole, but if you're really go-girl, fish, bicycle, ass-kicking, then this mere man who is vastly inferior to you isn't going to be able to stop you from fulfilling yourself at this wonderful career you have. So get your ass back to work and stop your fucking whining. So this is another thing about women. Women can't work with people that... I've worked with people I don't like all the fucking time. I've spent years working with people I don't like. You don't have to like people to work with. You don't have to get along. I've worked with people I absolutely hate. You go in, you do the fucking... It's a meeting. Go in the meeting. You talk about the business-related shit. What are we doing? We got to build a widget. How do you build a widget? You put the fucking shit over here. You do some shit over here. Then you do shit over here. Widget. Built. Done. What do we need to do? We need to buy this. We need to send this. You need to make this. Who's doing this? Who's doing that? Who's doing that? Okay, good. See ya. You're done. It doesn't matter about your fucking feelings. If you women would stop dragging your feelings to work, maybe you wouldn't have these goddamn problems. Go in there, do your fucking job, shut your mouth, make me a fucking pie. Dear E. Jean, I'm a 36-year-old mother of two and have been married 10 years. Poor woman, she's oppressed. Life is hectic but good, except for one thing. My husband, there's a problem, it's the husband, of course, it couldn't possibly be her. My husband has been having problems getting and, I gotta flip the page, keeping an erection because he's overweight. Okay, first question, and he might be overweight. Once again, we don't have pictures. If I would, you know something? I should start, the cynical, what is this shit? There's an advertisement on the back of this page. No, we cannot go down rabbit holes. Don't. There's a man with a beard in a dress, but we cannot go down rabbit holes. Just stop. I'm going to start a fucking advice column, and it's going to be required for you to send a picture. A headshot and a full body shot. Okay, because he's overweight. He can't get it up because he's overweight. That's very possible. What do you look like, sweetheart? He went to the doctor, who warned him about diabetes, but he follows none of the doctor's or my ideas about eating less. Well, it's because your ideas don't count until I see a picture of what you look like. Hey, if you're thin, then we can talk about your ideas about eating. I'm so frustrated. He acts like it's not a big thing. Oh, wait, I thought sex was yucky and oppressive anyhow. You mean you actually want to have sex with your husband? What's wrong with you? This woman obviously isn't a feminist because it sounds like she wants her husband to be able to get a hard on. No feminist would actually want to have sex with a man. So, all right, maybe the woman's got a valid point here. Let's keep reading. I'm so frustrated. He acts like it's not a big thing. Well, maybe it's not a big thing. That's what she said. Oh, dick joke. Helping myself is not an option because vibrators, etc., lack the feel and touch of a person. Please help. All right, so she actually wants to have sex with her husband. So there's a rare problem. Usually it's women writing in, my husband wants to have sex with me. And it's terrible. I don't want it. All right. Stop feeding him. Can he cook? Stop feeding him. I don't know. Look, once again, I don't know what she looks like, but if he's fat and she's not, you kind of got to sympathize with the girl. That's why we need pictures. Tell him. This is why you got to be selective about who you get married to. You got to have some fucking standards for you and yourself. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, tell him. I could say you tell the motherfucker lose some weight or you're going to leave him. But then, I mean, do you fuck yourself over if you do that? I don't know, sweetheart. You're kind of screwed. You're kind of screwed. Because the man, if he doesn't have enough self-respect, he doesn't care about his own health enough to fucking stop eating as much and go to the gym and lose some weight so he can fuck. I mean, I don't know. That's the thing. Like, are you such a terrible, hideous person? And she says she's happy and blah, 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 but that doesn't tell us anything about him, right? Does he dislike this woman so much that he doesn't give a shit about banging her and is getting all fabby? Or is it just flat fabby? Flabby and fat? Or does he just have no self-respect and not care about being healthy? In which case, if you have that little self-respect, remember, we're talking to the great one. You know, I'm not like I've never had a little extra weight. I can still lose a few pounds, believe you me. But I mean, damn, if you're so fat you can't get your fucking dick hard, you have a problem with yourself. And you're kind of a piece of shit as a human being. And a woman probably shouldn't have married you. Because a woman obviously wants to be married. She wants to have sex with her husband. I say obviously based on this small amount of information I have. It sounds like she wants to be married. She wanted to have children. She has the children. She enjoys the children. She would like to have sex with her husband. I mean, she's already better than 80% of the women out there. I mean, if she isn't fat, if she has long hair and no tattoos and piercings, I mean, this woman's in the top fucking 1%. So it sounds to me like you made a bad choice in who to marry, but fuck. Yeah, I think you're kind of screwed. I don't have any good answers for you. I do potentially sympathize with you. Like I said, as long as you're not, now if you're fat and ugly and tattooed, you're an idiot. If you're good looking, I sympathize with you. Okay, here we go. Dear Eugene, I'm a guy who's here to set you straight. A man should never spend more than $40 on a dinner date, and if the girl doesn't put out by the end of the third date, she should be dumped. Can you handle the truth? He's almost right. You should never spend more than $20 on a dinner date. And I mean on her. Yeah, that's right. Dinner, if you're taking her to a... Well, but see, thing is, I never take a chick to a nice place on a dinner date before she puts out. I've talked about this before, and if you're new around here, here's really short disclaimers. Okay, I don't claim to be a fucking player. I'm not Roosh. I haven't banged 100 women or 1,000 women or 100,000 or whatever it is. I've not banged that many girls in my life, but I can tell you, here's a couple of facts. This is a fact. I'm not making this shit up. This is a fact. I have never spent more than $20 on a woman before having sex with her. That's not $20 in a shot. That's $20 total. Now, I'm not saying that because my fucking game skills are so amazing. I'm saying that because I'm a cheap bastard. Maybe if I spent more money, maybe I'd have more sex. I don't know. So anyhow, I don't take girls to some place where I'm going to spend $40 on them until after we've had sex. That is definitely like a restaurant of the caliber where you're going to buy food for her and her meal is going to cost $40. As far as I'm concerned, that doesn't happen until after you have banged. And there have been times, now, let me also, because again, I don't want you to misunderstand that I'm some fucking player or something. There have been times when I have stupidly spent more than $20 on a woman. And in none of those circumstances have I ever had sex with said woman. So this guy's right. You don't spend more than $40 on the chick. And if she doesn't put out by the third date, you do dump her. You move the fuck on. You next her ass. I mean, unless you are making progression, right? Unless it's the third time and you're, at least you're getting further every time, then I might be willing to keep her around. Dear Eugene, my boyfriend and I are both divorced and have been talking seriously about a future together. We've built a beautiful house on his land. We have built a beautiful house on his land, but it's never felt like home because he doesn't want any of my, or even his family to visit. Oh, that sounds wonderful. Can you imagine having your land and you build your house on it and it's you and this chick that you want to bang and your family and her family never comes around? Oh my God, that's like paradise. What? And here we see the women. Well, it doesn't feel like home because my family doesn't come over. Hey, you go visit your family. I don't want your family over here. I don't want my family over here. If I built my own house on my own land, I wouldn't let my family anywhere near it. I wouldn't even tell them about it. Why can't we share our home with people who are dear to us? He is sharing his home with someone who's dear to him. You. Okay, just because he loves you doesn't mean he loves your family. More importantly, he has forbidden my 6-year-old niece to spend the night. I love him and he loves me, but I'm starting to have doubts. Should I continue to hold out hope, forget it, or just let it go? I don't know what's up with the niece. Is he like a pedophile and he's worried that he'll be tempted? I mean, is your niece an obnoxious little shit? Now, you just said that he doesn't want any of his family or your family to visit. Wouldn't that include your niece not spending the night? So apparently your 6-year-old niece somehow or another does get to come over. She's just forbidden to spend the night? Because otherwise you have written, he even forbids my 6-year-old niece from coming over? Maybe your family is a bunch of assholes. Maybe his family is a bunch of assholes too. Maybe he's purging psychic vampires from his life. Maybe he has some standards. I don't know. Maybe you're the one person in your family who's not a total disaster. Maybe you're just so hot that he's willing to put up with you. Maybe you're rich. I don't know, sweetheart. But it's his land. Even though you said we built a beautiful house, unless you show me that you paid for it, what you mean is he paid for a beautiful house. It's his house. It's his land. He gets to make the rules. If you don't like it, the kitchen is over there. You can shut your mouth and make a pie. Or the door is over there. You can let it hit you in your ass on the way out. It'll be just like the spanking that you need to cure you from your mental problems. Dear Auntie E, since the age of 16, I've been controlled by my need to chase Mr. Fantasy. Always an artistic guy who ends up being badly behaved, emotionally unavailable, broke or broken. Yes, sweetheart, that's because women like to fuck bad boys. I have explained this over and 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 over again through the years, that women, most women, cannot distinguish the difference between a true alpha and an asshole. Yes, the more broken a man is, the more you are attracted to him. You want the alpha male DNA. You want the alpha male sperm inside your little baby hole. Yes, you fuck men who are badly behaved, who are emotionally unavailable, who are broke, who are broken. That's what you want. Right? Remember, my God, how long has it been? And this one is still in my brain. An E. Jean that I read, it's been years now at least, but I still remember this. The woman wrote in and she was saying that she's engaged to this man. He's rich. He bought her a giant rock. If I remember correctly, he bought her a fur coat. He's going to give her a wedding on another continent or something like that. And so what was she doing? What was the problem she's writing in about? She was writing in because she was fucking another man, and the man lived at home with his parents, had no job, and was in a bunch of debt. I mean, yes, because that's who you women want to fuck. You want to fuck the slime and the scum of society. Because you think they're alphas. You think they're real bad boys. Fortunately, I am smart enough. Oh, of course you are, fish bicycle. Fortunately, I am smart enough to have begun seeing a therapist. Really, you need a therapist to explain to you that you want to fuck bad boys. Fortunately, I am smart enough to have begun seeing a therapist and am starting to understand who I am, no you're not, and what I really want. Marriage and a family with a great man of integrity and passion. Right, which is exactly why you want to fuck the bad boys. Because you say you want a great marriage and a family with a great man with integrity. What you really want is to have sex with random bad boys, get a bunch of fur babies, and focus on your career. And guess what? I can't guess, but hopefully you'll tell me. Did she send a picture? Nope. No, no, how old she is either. Okay. Guess what? At my 15th high school reunion... Oh, wait. Okay, 15th high school reunion. So if you're 18 and 15... Oh, math. I'm oppressed. What? She's 33. Okay, sweetheart. You're 33. It's too late for the family. I know you saw on Facebook that women can have healthy children when they're 65 years old and stuff, and you can freeze your... Sweetheart, you're 33 years old. Just get some rescue dogs and let it go. You're 33. I know you think that 33 is the new 16, but it's not. And guess what? At my 15th high school reunion, in walks the man. Mr. Real is handsome, sexy, emotionally available, kind, compassionate, financially responsible. That's important, right, girls? Confident and ready for marriage and children. We kissed. We felt sparks. But he's not an artist or a rebel. So I canceled our first date because you can't rely on women, right? Because women are unreliable. Set up a date. She said yes to the date. What happened? She canceled. Why? Well, because he's not an artist or a rebel. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you can't. Great one. Why should women not have jobs? Why can't we trust women in the workplace to show up and do what they say they're going to do and do it right? I don't know. I can't figure it out. Oh, God, I canceled our first date, a weekend in a city near me. We live in different states. He accepted the cancellation rationally and understandingly. How rare. Okay, so he's kind of beta. How functional. Okay, so when a man lets a woman cancel a date on him, shit in his face, she calls that functional. That's not functional, that's beta. He gives me my space. Well, you guys live in two different states. How can he not give you space? What does that mean? He gives me my space and says he will potentially move to my state to be with me and relocate his business. Okay, guys, you never move for a woman. Never move, and you sure as hell don't relocate your business for a vagina. I'm pretty sure whatever state he is in, I'm willing to bet that state has vagina in it. And if he is, in fact, handsome, sexy, emotionally available, whatever that means, kind, compassionate, financially responsible, otherwise known as wealthy, and confident, he can get pretty much any woman he wants, and he doesn't have to go dredging the bottom of the fucking barrel with these 33-year-olds. This feels... Hold on. He gives me my space and says he will potentially move to my state to be with me and relocate his business. This feels suffocating to me, and we haven't even spent time together yet. Hold on. So up here she says she's understanding who she is and what I really want, marriage and a family. However, when the man says he would move to her state... That feels suffocating. Okay, if the man living in the same state as you is suffocating, How suffocating will it be for you to have a marriage and a family? Do you know that if you marry a man and you have children, did you know that not only do they live in the same state that you live in, they actually live, in some cases at least, in the same house with you. In some cases, the man even sleeps in the same bed with you. So if the man being in the same state with you is suffocating, how are you going to cope with him being in the fucking bedroom with you? You, sweetheart, we have now found the source of your problems. You are mentally ill. You do need to be going to a therapist. The part where you want to fuck the bad boys who are unemployed, that's normal. That's natural. That's not the mental illness. This is the mental illness part. Why don't I feel honored and swept off my feet by Mr. Real? Why can't I break Mr. Fantasy's spell? Because you're mentally ill. That's why. Mr. Real has now booked me a plane ticket to meet in a city near my family next month. No man has ever done this for me, because all the other men you've met weren't stupid like this guy. But I'm scared I'll cancel again. What action? Then don't cancel. Then don't flake out on him, you stupid bent. What actions can I take to stop sabotaging myself and not blow my chances for happiness with Mr. Real? None, because you're a woman. It's going to be impossible for you to overcome this because you are the problem, but you're not going to be able to admit that. Now, let me look at this again. So they met, they met at the high school reunion. They kissed. And then she canceled the first date, and now she's going to... So basically, he's seen her at the high school reunion. That's it. They haven't fucked. They haven't gone on a date yet. They just were at the high school reunion together, and they kissed each other. Well, wait, they went to high school together, so I suppose that you could say they know each... Well, they knew each other from 15 years ago. This guy, you know, the woman, who gives a shit about the woman? We know what the woman's problem is. She's a white woman from North America who is fucked up in the head. There's no one cares about her. Let's be honest. We don't care about her. This guy, dude, you need to get your shit together. If you own your own business and if you're half as fucking good looking and sexy and compassionate and confident as this dumb broad thinks you are, why in the fuck are you spending money on a woman in another state that you haven't even had sex with? What is, there's something very wrong with this guy. Very, very wrong with a 33-year-old man who owns his own business, who can't get laid in the city where he lives. Dude, you need to get your shit together. You need to not spend any more money on this woman. Right here, we got the guy writing in saying you never spend more than $40 on a dinner date. This guy is going to buy the woman a plane ticket. Dude, you need to find your motherfucking ball sack. And goddammit, we don't have enough time to do another one. Or wait, do we have enough? How long is this podcast? I already forgot. Oh yeah, it's that long. It's that long. That's what she said. All right, fuck it. Let's see what I got. Let's see what's on top of the pile here. Oh, God. All right, we got time for this one. Dear E. Jean, after my boyfriend's dog passed away, fur baby, he decided to get a tattoo in its memory. I personally don't see the value in tattoos. Well, that's because maybe you're not brain damaged. Okay, maybe we have another normal woman here. So far, she might be okay. But I was open to discussing with him some art and placement options that would make both of us happy. Okay, so far she seems pretty reasonable. However, he went to the tattoo parlor and called me with the final idea. I hated it. I begged him beyond the limits of pride not to do it, but he got it anyway. It's been a week now, and I can't even look at the tattoo on the top of his shoulder, making intimacy a struggle. He won't consider removing it. Instead, he's offering to pay for couples therapy to help me get over it. I'm having trouble with what this means for other decisions we'll make together in the future. Oh, and the tattoo is of a carrot. The tattoo is of a carrot. It's a carrot. That's what, a carrot. Okay. I hate to do this. I really do, because the whole point of this podcast is to make fun of women. But sweetheart, you are 100% in the right. Tell this motherfucker to take a hike. You are the sane one in this one. He wants you to go to couples therapy. He wants you to go to therapy so that you can get over his stupid decision. No. Fuck him. Fuck him and fuck his goddamn dead dog and fuck his goddamn tattoo. No, there is not. No, you are 100% in the fucking right. Tell this motherfucker to take a goddamn hike. I mean, get a tattoo for my dead dog. Dude, you're a fucking I understand you like your dog, okay? I had a bunch of cats. All the cats I've had are dead. I don't have any fucking tattoos. I don't need a tattoo to remember my cats. I have pictures of them. I have memories. I think about my cats. I dream about my cats every now and then. My cats make an appearance in a dream and I wake up and, aw, you know, I got to see Mork and Midnight again. That was so sweet because they're my little kitties. I love them, right? But you don't get a fucking tattoo for your goddamn animal. Your boyfriend is a fucking mess. He's got mental problems. He's a dipshit. I don't know what you look like, but you can probably do better than this. Because you are the sane person in this situation, and he is a motherfucking moron. Get your shit, get the fuck out, go find yourself a real man. And lose some weight. I don't know how fat you are, but lose some weight anyway, because no woman has ever been harmed by losing some weight. Despite what you hear. Oh my God, they're too thin. Shut up. No, I haven't seen a woman who's too thin ever in my fucking life. Go fuck yourself. I'd say you could give this guy a spanking and that might fix him, but it's not gonna work.
Get your man and make babies.
And don't get tattoos. How you turn a woman from being a feminist. You spank her enough times, she'll give that shit up, I'm telling you.
Is beautiful in a woman?
Yeah.
What is attractive in a woman is
not tattoos
by men. Right. It is straight men that determine what is attractive in women.
Penis happened to me by accident. It's just a wild case of immaculate conception. I can't believe I have to bathe these kids. They should be able to dance on the water.
Number 14. They think that having a good job means that they are a quality girl and a good catch. Newsflash, guys don't care about your stupid office job or nonprofit gig.
I work for
That's
a nonprofit.
Because we're a bit more goal-oriented, women are all about protecting their feelings, especially the feminists. They're not about production. They're not about reality.
Right. Just
they're
go to the meeting.
They
shut
are all
your mouth.
About
do your job.
And then gaining
don't worry
on
about
that
the
lie
dickhead.
For political advantage.
Yeah, he's an asshole, but that's
advantage.
Not your fucking problem. Just do your fucking job and shut your mouth. And if you're really that important to the company, and if you're really this fucking whatever the fuck you think you are, ass-kicking at work, focused, fucking intelligent, gorgeous 25-year-old bitch, just go to the fucking meeting and do your job and don't worry about his feelings. And if your boyfriend gets a tattoo, dump his ass. This is a fag.
The Rock says you should know your role and shut your mouth.
Every woman who gets pregnant out of wedlock or without a committed man says, I was on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.